Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Garden and Gun magazine recently announced their latest winners in their annual Made in the South Awards program. Our next guest's fabric design company was a runner-up in the home category. Emily Dawes is founder of Emily Dawes Textiles, and she joins us by phone now from her company's headquarters in Johns Island, South Carolina. Emily, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Congratulations on this award.
Yes, thank you so much. It was super exciting to, you know, be nominated and recognized by such a prestigious publication here in the South, and we're really excited about the opportunities that, you know, are possibly going to follow.
Well, now tell us a little bit more about your company and how it all got started.
Sure. So I always have been kind of juggling between interior design and fashion design. I went to school in West Virginia for interior design, switched my major over to fashion design, and I've always sort of juggled the two. I moved to Charleston in 2007, and I started to do a lot of production work for local fashion designers. Then after realizing that I had my own design and creativity that I wanted to explore, I launched my own fashion line here in Charleston under the name Suite 33. After doing that a few years, I sort of was pulled back into the interior design sector, and obviously making a pillow cover, which is a square, is much easier than making dresses, especially when I was doing the custom bridal work. I started working with local designers out of my workroom here on Johns Island, doing a lot of custom home decor using fabrics that they would bring and drop off to me. That's when I decided to launch a textile line of my own, but continue to work with these local designers making custom home goods using my fabrics.
Are the fabrics manufactured in South Carolina?
So they are printed in Connecticut. I do all the design work and all of the fabrication with my fabrics here in Charleston on Johns Island. All my fabrics are printed in the U.S. Recently launched a new woven collection that is also woven out of a mill here in the U.S.
And so how are you promoting your business? What's your marketing method?
Mainly Instagram, social media. A lot of my clients see my products either through houses that my design partners have used, my interior design partners, or I have clients of my own. I'll do projects, I'll take pictures, put them online, on my website, on Instagram, and in just hopes that future clients want to emulate that look.
Your customers are anybody, I guess, who wants to buy your fabric, and then they make products out of your fabrics.
Right. So the majority of the customers that come to my website will buy my ready-made pillows or shower curtains, these decor items that I usually have either in stock or I make them to order. My fabric by the yard is primarily sold to the trade. So interior designers that are using my fabrics for projects that they're working on, they'll either work with me through my workroom to have the items made, or they'll send my fabric to their workroom of their choosing.
Is your customer base growing across the country, the world?
Yeah, it's exciting. It definitely is growing. I have a lot of interest out in California, up in the New England area, and definitely along the Carolina coast. Florida is also a great hotspot for me and growing.
What have been the challenges to getting this business up and running and growing?
For me, it's been a real struggle. I have so many design ideas, and I fall in love with different colorways and different scales of my pattern. It's, you know, it's always a challenge when I release a new line to really edit it down, because each design is really a quite large investment. You know, per design, I have to order the necessary yardage, say, to make memos or send to my showrooms and things like that. So editing down my line has been challenging on the creative front. And then also too, you know, keeping up with it. I'm kind of having growing pains. I think I'm coming to the point here in 2022 where I'm going to have to hire a studio assistant, maybe a production assistant, and just keep up with the demand in a more timely manner.
Well, Emily, once again, congratulations on your recent recognition, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Emily Dawes is founder of Emily Dawes Textiles, a runner-up in the home category of Garden & Gun Magazine's recent Made in the South Awards program. She joined us by phone from her company's headquarters in Johns Island, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Where you can hear this show again, as well as, remember, you can hear us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.